Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, my niggas, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy, 3Letter, man. Y'all know the vibes already, man. At this point, what do I need to say about DJ Gotti, man? I feel like I've been beating a dead horse by saying consistency. A guy that shows up. A guy that cares about writing his rounds. A guy, because last year, there was a lot of talk about, DJ battles too much. Listen, but the man, whether you think he won a battle, lost a battle, and I got to say this, he ain't never cheat us out of battles. He ain't never go on platforms talking crazy, never make excuses, always shows up no matter what platform it is. I got to give this man his flowers, man, because somebody told me, O3, we really need to pay attention to what Geechee Gotti's doing, right? He's on his way to legendary status. Geechee, what's good, my nigga?
Man, what's going on with you, 3, man? You know it's all love every time a nigga tune in, man. You always showing love. I appreciate it.
My brother, let's go here. Are you on your way to legendary status? Because that's the talk right now, bro.
Hey, I feel like that, man. I honestly feel like that, man. You know, like, living in the moment, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you're living in the moment, you can't really grasp it, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But I have good people in my corner as far as, I mean, even the supporters and the fans of the culture, the supporters of me, fans of myself, you know what I'm saying? I feel like they always let me know, like, man, Geechee, you doing some shit. So it make me be able to step out and look in, you know what I mean, from an outside perspective and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? This shit is probably bigger than even what I'm giving myself credit for at times, you know what I mean?
Are you just living through the moments right now? Like, are you just going through the moments like, yo, I'm just here doing what I got to do? You ever sit back and contemplate, like, yo, bro, what I'm doing right now, this run I got, this 2-3 year run I got right now, I don't know if anybody in battle rap has had a longer run than that.
Nah, that's a fact. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if, to me, it'd be just the work. Like, I'm just working, you know what I'm saying? I'm here, I'm collecting the checks, I'm putting on, I'm doing what I got to do for my family and as well as for the culture, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it is times where I sit back now, like I just say, and have to toot my own horn, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? And be like, ain't nobody really done this, you know what I'm saying? Especially at this high level, and not to knock other dudes, because there's other consistent battlers that have been doing their thing, like, before me that stayed consistent, but at the same time, I'm talking about with the level of just not just doing it on one league, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Not just doing it on one league, not just coming with any type of material either. Because it's one thing to be consistent and come with regular material that's not really too complicated. Like, I come with good content and complicated material at times. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like in top competition, some people be consistent, but they don't even get niggas at their best. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm getting everybody at their best. You know what I'm saying? When somebody step in the ring with me, they trying to kill me every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, it's battlers that let me know that they wouldn't even battle me on short prep because they need to be prepared when I'm battling dudes with finding out about the battle 2-3 weeks ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not no real thing. Like, even with this battle with Twerk, like, we didn't lock this battle in until, like the beginning of February, you know what I'm saying? Like, so all January, none of that, I didn't have Twerk, you know what I'm saying? So I had about 3 weeks, you know what I mean, maybe 4 at the most, you know what I'm saying? You could say, you know what I'm saying, with like a, for sure, like a clean 3 weeks and something like that, you know what I mean, fully with contract and signed and everything was legit, you know what I mean? For real.
Do you think, Geechee, do you think a battle with Geechee Gotti and Twerk, you guys should have a longer time to prep?
Definitely. I think we should have, you know what I'm saying? I tried to push for that, you know what I mean? Me and Twerk got a good enough relationship where we was able to talk. Like, I'm like, if you feel like this is what you want to do, then I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? If not, I'll say, fuck it. Nigga, we'll do it some other time. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to do it, you down and you ready to get cracking, then, you know, me, I work. Like, ain't nothing to me. They can tell me I got a battle next week. And I get straight to it, and I'm going to get up here and do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it happen to my best of my ability. So when he said he was with it and trying to get it done, and, like, you feel me? And I'm saying I was with him, he just did it. But definitely I feel like it could have did more time or needed more time. But I think the having the backing of the caffeine and, you know, all the sponsors, the Drake, the Fox Sports and everything behind it, the magnitude of the battle and the magnitude of the situation kind of led it to where it had to kind of happen for that event. You know what I'm saying? so to speak.
So you're saying
Cassine, like everything involved.
Cassine needed a big splash then,
yeah.
Right, Geechee? They needed a big splash, and you and Twerk was the big splash.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be on Billboards, my man?
Man, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. You know
a street
like,
nigga,
you feel me?
A
like,
street nigga from Compton, California, to be the Billboard.
Come on,
how bro. That feel, brother?
In Atlanta, though, like that's in Atlanta, in a whole nother state.
In Atlanta.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even from there. You know what I'm saying? I'm riding through that city and seeing my face all on Billboards, like in the hood too. Like it was some in downtown. It was some like by sporting events, and then that one right there that I stopped and got the video of, we was just leaving the strip club called Blue Flames, you know what I'm saying? And we sliding through Bankhead and whatnot. My partner, he's from Atlanta, so he telling me where we at, and we just chopping it in the whip, and my other partners looked up and just so happened to see that motherfucker because we was at a red light, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you see that shit, nigga? That was you, nigga. That motherfucker. I'm like, what? We turn our heads and turn into the little gas station, and that shit coming back on, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was just like, so it wasn't no scripted type of moment where they was like, yo, ride down this street. Like, we just something to be sliding and seeing that motherfucker. So that shit was heavy. Like, that shit was legendary, too. Like, you know what I mean? For me to, like, see some shit like that and be able to show that to my mama, my grandma, my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm on the motherfucking Billboard out here in Atlanta. Like, nigga, that's some shit I'll never forget. You know what I'm saying?
Is it hard to stay humble, though? Like, how do you maintain still being humble, though? That tells me a lot about your character, though, because you could be cocky.
Yeah.
So let's be real, Geechee. You should be champion of the year for 2019.
Yeah.
Listen, Jay Black, I love you like cooked food, brother, but we're not doing that. Geechee God is champion of the year for 2019. I know, no disrespect to other battle rappers, Geechee. They got busy, no doubt.
No,
but you are champion of the year, brother. But how does it feel that? Like, I'm going to stay humble still. All
right. So look. So, like, I stay humble because, like I say, man, like, This shit still is all like a blessing to me. You feel me? Like,
right.
For me, it's still a blessing just to be in these positions. Don't get it wrong. I work and work my ass off to get here. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't none of this shit handed to me, man, like some of these other cats get. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't be handed, but I stay humble because to me, it just be like, I'm doing this for me and my folks. Like, so, and I know the real ones, like, look at yourself to say that. The real motherfuckers in this game and in this culture, they gonna sit back and look at it and respect it. Like, nah, this nigga,
right.
Like, I'm going to let the people say it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah, Geech doing this, doing that. Like, it's going to be those who not honest with themselves that's going to try to hate. And that's why I be humble. Because, like, I'm not even going to give y'all my energy of seeing me get upset with y'all opinions and the shit y'all got going. Because I know what it was when I left the stage. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is when I'm walking around in these streets. Like, even when it comes to shit like Champion of the Year, I honestly feel in my heart it ain't no other person who can win it this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
right.
Like you talking about the whole year from top to bottom, no matter who you put in there, they all had some good battles. But I battled Arsenal, Surf, fucking, I did a DNA, fucking Chess, I did a 2-on-2, fucking DNA and K-Sign, I battled Tay Rock, I battled O-Red, I battled John John, Ill Will, I battled motherfucking Don Marino, I battled
good
Big
Lord,
T. You dig what I'm saying? I did a one-rounder with Ted, you know what I'm saying? Like, I battled Head Ice. I battled Big K. I did all this in 1 year.
Damn.
We talking about 12 months. I battled one. You know what I mean? You feel me? Like, all this in 1 year. And ain't nobody you can say 30 me or clearly beat me out of none of those battles. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can argue I won them all. You can argue it was 2-1 either way. You can argue
right.
whatever you want. But it's none of those battles where you can be like, nah, that dude smoked out of you in 2019. And these is battlers. Everybody I battled had time to prep before me. Like, but when I battled Surf ain't battled nobody all year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I battled motherfucking Chess hadn't battled and since he battled Twitch.
Let's be hard.
You know what I'm
Stay
saying?
Right there.
You
Stay right
me?
There.
Like,
Geechee.
You feel me? Yeah.
I'm going to give you your props. That a lot of people might not give you your props on this. We can make the argument that you resurrected Chess' career.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? And that's my
Let's
God.
Keep it real.
I love that little nigga to death. I love that little nigga to death. Like, you know, he's somebody I rock with heavy ever since after I battled. But that's being honest because when they offered me that battle, you see where I was at the time. I just won the championship, just battled Arsenal. I could have turned that down. You know what I'm saying? And been like, nah, Chess, I'm cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, Chess a killer to me, and I feel like if he come and try to kill me and I try to kill him, we got a classic. And look what we did. That was damn near battle of the year last year. Me and Surf, damn near battle of the year last year. Nigga had like round of the year versus Tay Rock. You know what I'm saying? Me and O-Red.
First round, boy.
One of the best battles in the small room on Volume series. Me and O-Red. You know what I'm saying? Like me and fucking Run Mitty versus DNA and K-Shawn was the best 2-on-2 battle on the card. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like and next to Loaded Hollows and them. You feel me? People had us being neck and neck with the better battles on that card. So, like, we talking battle after battle. You know what I mean? I 30 my nigga head ice on King of the Dot. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm catching 30s. I'm having classics. I'm doing all this, man. So I just feel like nobody else, even if they had good battles and had great, you know, no knock to them, if you line it up right next to each other on paper, it ain't even close. And then if you line up the replay values and all that and the views and you start adding everything like that, it's not even close. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, I'm going to let them debate it, but. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? You can debate it, but it's like at the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? You being honest, though. Like, now we there being honest, but we being humble at the same time. Like I say, that's me being humble. Like, shit, debate it. If somebody else win it, then they deserve it. And that's how the people feel. But if you just being honest, it's like, it ain't even close, bro. You know what I'm saying?
The criticism, or you want to call it hate, criticism or hate, do you think, I'm going to go hate, though. Do you think any hate that goes towards your way is because niggas are tired of seeing you winning? Not that this winning period.
Facts. No,
you
facts.
Feel that way?
That's where the hate comes from. That's where it comes from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it comes from a motherfucker. Like, man, you know how it's like, and I can't be mad at it because I was like, I like sports, right? So as a sports fan, when the Spurs was winning all those times, I used to be like, man, I can't wait for somebody to beat Tim Duncan. I'm tired of these days. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tom Brady and them winning so much. I'm tired of these Patriots. Somebody needs to hug and beat these dudes. You know what I'm saying? I can't even be a Patriot fan because they done won so much. So I get it. You feel me? But at the same time, as I was a hater of those teams that they winning, I still never discredited them. Like, I never was. If the Patriots won the Super Bowl, I'm not going to say, ah, it's because their team wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? Or their team didn't take it serious. Like, nah, nigga, the Patriots did what they did to make them look like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was how they did that. Like, so even with my battle with Twerk, for instance, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people had me losing that going in. Now the fans had it split 50-50. I seen polls where some couldn't choose. But a lot of, like, media outlets and shit had me losing. You know what I'm saying? Like, or telling me I needed to step my game up, which used to be throwing me off because I'm like, how the fuck is anybody saying this is, like, I need to step my game up. Like, GT has to be the best GT he's ever been. I'm like, where is this?
That's
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying? Like, so they used to throw me off when I'm reading and seeing this shit, like, Why is nobody telling him he got to be the best him when he's going to battle me? You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just being honest. Like, nigga, this is my dog.
Right.
But like, bro, I've been killing shit all year. Y'all telling me I'm top two, top three champion of the year. My boy not even in the top three, four, five. You know what I'm saying?
And I've been, I don't mean to cut you off.
You know what I'm
I've been saying this for 2 years now. I said, yo, with all due respect to Twerk, because I rock with Twerk, Geechee. Nobody find it interesting. Nobody find it peculiar. And he's never been in contention.
Yeah.
For champion of the year, not one time.
But I'm the nigga that had to step it up. You know what I'm saying? For them, when they talk, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn. And he's like, what part of the game is this? Like, I'm like telling Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, y'all, right, nigga, you finna play Gary Payton in the finals, nigga. You better be the best Mike ever. Like, Like, man, I just won last year. How the fuck, nigga, now I'm battling the Super Sonics in the finals. I got to step it up and tell Kemp and them niggas to step it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they better ball out. So that's what that was. That was extra motivation for me. Like, oh, okay. Like, these people still ain't got it figured out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Like, they still got me taking L's. You know what I'm saying? So shit like that. But also, even after the battle, you know what I'm saying, when I'm seeing folks like, oh, nigga, what this, that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the crowd wasn't this, the crowd wasn't that. At the same time, this is what I'm going to say. And I'm going to say this on other interviews and other things, man. You know what I'm saying? You have to know how to – this is still battle rap. Everything you have to be able to do, you have to be able to understand that. The crowd might not be with you. They might not be catching your bars. You dig what I'm saying? Or the crowd might not cheer for some shit you thought they was going to cheer for. You dig what I'm saying? They might not be engaged like they should be. They might be drinking, talking. Not handling their business up there, all that, man. You might be going through some personal shit to where your mind are all the way in the game, but once you step on the stage, none of that shit matters. You got to make it make sense. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's it. That's all, because had I went up there and got smoked, it wouldn't have been no sympathy for me. You know what I'm saying? It would have been like, hey, man, Geechee got him, man. Like, he been battling, he doing his thing. I think he can come back from this, but I think we showed you guys why Geechee got him needs to be number two guy and all this weird-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas would have been quick to try to hurry up and not give me no excuse because they don't know how I'm going through shit and doing shit because I don't got time to be talking about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through just as much as the next man. I'm not as prepared as the next man, but when I get on that stage, I'm going to make it look like how it is because you're supposed to do that. I know where I'm battling that. So even if the crowd ain't going for me, I'm still going crazy like they're supposed to be because I had bars, if you watch the battle, that they it took them a while to catch. They wasn't catching everything, but you still got to perform it smooth enough to and with confidence up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think people wasn't giving me my full credit afterwards, you know what I'm saying, as to how I did that.
Which kind of pissed me off.
It kind of pissed me off.
I'm going to be with you. It kind of pissed me off that niggas don't go on that route, though.
Likewise. You know what I'm saying? Because I kept it humble even in my interviews and kept it real and was like, shit, man, he did. He had a fire first. You know what I'm saying? Third was good. I'm not up there hating on my nigga.
Geechee, I didn't like you saying that, though. Geechee, I didn't agree with you saying that.
But
keep it real, my nigga.
In all honesty, I felt like his third was good. I felt like I beat him in the first, though. You feel me? I felt like his first was good. He had some bars in the first. But I felt like my first, bar for bar, line for line, I got through more of my shit smoother and cleaner. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking away from his material, though. That's the only thing I'm saying. I'm saying for his material, he has some shit. He wasn't clean in his first as me, though. I don't feel like. I think his shit was more long-winded. His first had more dry.
Stumbling, freestyling.
You feel me? Same way with the third. I feel like he had fire material, but he had moments where he was dry, moments where he was stumbling and not getting through it all the way clean. You know what I'm saying? Where he had to think about it more. It was a time, where, you know what I mean, where I felt like all the way through my shit, all three, was clean. No strokes, no stumbles, no none of that. You know what I mean? Everything was smooth. So I felt like I won it clearly, but just being a adamant, you know what I mean, guy in this culture that understands bars, I know that he said some lines that was fire. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was saying. Like, I wasn't saying, like, I felt like I lost him, man. I'm just saying, if you a twerk fan, like a diehard fan, then I ain't mad if you give him a round. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at that. You that diehard. But if you can't do it, I ain't mad either. You feel me? That's where I'm at with it. Like, if you honestly can't, then I respect that. But if there's somebody out there that want to nitpick it all the way to the end and be like, nah, I edge him this one round, and I'm with
that.
I ain't mad at that.
That's that sympathy shit. See, Geechee, I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
I got a problem with the sympathy shit.
Right,
okay. If niggas want to say the first round is debatable, fine. We could play the debatable round, but we still edging Geechee Gotti. That's how I felt, okay?
Right.
It's debatable, cool.
Right.
But I'm edging Geechee Gotti.
Yeah.
We're not even finna talk about the second round. We won't even talk about the second round. Let's keep it moving.
Right.
Let's get to the third now.
Yeah.
His third was alright. It was okay.
Yeah.
I still think that was one of my best third rounds
niggas done seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, my shit was like the gospel in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You could hear a pin drop that I got the motherfucker.
Your strapped in was better than his, my nigga. Your strapped in was better than his. I was like, huh?
That's what I'm saying. And I did it differently. I didn't do all that. I'm strapped in. Nigga, I talked to you with it. I was strapped in. I really clapped, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I flipped it in my and still left it in my style. You know what I'm saying? To where you can't say I'm up there trying to steal his slogan and do it his way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still
I think
kept it in what I'm comfortable with. You feel me?
I thought you had dope angles, the Pyro talk, while the B-Dot talk with the Pyro talk, the talk about him getting Moon in trouble, the Moon in drug situation. How he could, you know what I'm saying?
On.
So I like the angles you took.
Come on.
That's why I felt it was a 3-0. Now, did you get to watch the battle afterwards?
I ain't been able to watch it. People telling me that other people been able to watch it, but I don't know. I'm going to try to figure out how I can really check it. I do like to study my game, chase, and see what I can work on and do better for my next one every time. So that's something I definitely want to check out again. But that even goes back to, like I said, too, like with this battle, where I felt like that's something that I've improved. I said that earlier, like when it came to stepping up, it's like people haven't noticed. I improved myself from every battle. Like, I don't just get up there and, like, people, Geechee, all he got is, so the narrative on the battle was, all I got is, excuse me, real talk, and Twerk got the bars and the performance, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, if you watching my battles, man, I do angles, you know what I'm saying? I come with punch after punch, I punch niggas, and I give niggas the real talk, you know what I mean? I give rebuttals, you feel me? I'm bringing a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, not only, and I can turn up my energy if need be, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's nothing to turn on some energy. You feel me? That's the bit. But I'm like, they not giving me credit for none of this other shit. Like, when I'm battling John, I'm coming with angles. Oh, Red, I'm coming with angles. When I'm battling Rock, I'm coming with angles. When I'm battling Big T, when I'm battling surf. I'm punching niggas' heads off like crazy when I'm battling. You know what I'm saying? Chess and these niggas. I'm punching niggas and I'm bringing this real talk and I'm bringing that every battle as well, incorporating it. So I'm just like that was something that I felt like people kind of took for granted up until this battle that I do more than just real talk, and I've been doing that for the past 2-3 years more than just like that's the third round, and sometimes I don't even do it the whole third round no more, like because I know people are so used to it, I might just do it for like 2-3
right.
bars and get right back to punching a nigga, you know what I'm saying? So like that was something that I wanted to try to make a point. That's why I did my second round like that, to where it was none of that. It was like I'm gonna give y'all a few angles in this round right here, and now you know what I'm saying. You gonna see that, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm gonna throw some rebuttals. Still, always every battle I'm gonna throw some of those in. But I felt like, you know what I mean, like I'm just showing you levels. I talked about the caffeine app having bad streaming only because I'm on Twitter doing the battles and seeing people saying the caffeine shit fucked up. So I'm coming with that. You know what I mean? Like, this is veteran shit. Like, I'm a vet. Like, y'all, you know what I mean? Like, you feel me? Like, man, people telling me, like, and then some of the material for him didn't hit because of the bar that I made when I explained, like, yo, what you're doing isn't gifted. You ain't using word association with vocal projection. It's like the crowd know to react as soon as you yell the bar like it's scripted. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I did that, so when he came back and started rapping after that, now in the fans' minds, they listening now, like, are we just reacting because we knew this was the point, that was the punch, or did he say something that I liked? So now, I mean, they still make a decision. So they probably wasn't cheering no more because I did a veteran move and made them look at it. Like, nigga, are y'all listening to what he's saying? Are y'all just
that impersonation was fire.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You feel what I'm saying? So that's more that's more like shit that I feel like when you're doing recaps, you're supposed to give credit to that battle because that's we having a fight. That's me counterpunching. That's me, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, I'm blocking one of your special moves against me, and I'm taking points away from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, now I'm doing that. So, like, I feel like if he didn't come with enough of that, he kind of did what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But I made it difficult for you up here because I knew how to battle. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a vet. And I took it serious, nigga. This nigga's one of the dopest niggas ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't taking that away from bro. Like, that's really my dog when it comes to this shit. And I'm a fan of him, even outside of our battle. I think he's fire. But I'm not going to get up there and play with you to where you can beat me, though. You know what I'm saying? For the real,
right.
Like, nigga, I'm going to get up there. You're going to have to do a lot to get that win. You know what I'm saying? That's against anybody I battle, not just one of my niggas. I battle any of you niggas. You're going to have to do a lot to beat me.
Geechee, you've been in dogfights career so far, man.
Fight.
This wasn't a dogfight, though, my nigga. I know Twerk is your man.
Yeah.
So it's kind of difficult.
No,
I know
fact,
you, and one thing
fact.
About you,
that's
you don't shit on people. You don't shit on people. You don't shit on people before
the battle. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. To even get to that point, like, motherfucker, it was a pretty like, man, why you just want woo? I'm like, see, that's just me. I'm just not here to shit on nobody. Like, my business to not like you is in the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I'm not finna shit. Now, I'm going to talk my shit and say what I did. But to just downplay you outside, that like I say, that's for the fans, the supporters, the bloggers, they can do that because that's their lane. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they want to. That's on them. You can't get mad at them because if they shit on me about something, that's their opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not upset.
Right.
And motherfuckers don't. But my thing is me. I'm just like, I already did my part. If you watch it, you're going to see what I did. If you know what I'm saying? Like, man, you can come up with your own assumption on it. Was it a 30 or 21 a body? You feel me?
I think people are looking at it also like this. All right. This is Geechee Gotti and Twerk, bro. People are saying, this is a conversation. Only one person showed up, bro. This all got no replay value because only one person showed up. So it's like, I don't need you to co-sign this, but this is what I said. I know Geechee sitting up there on the stage like, come on, bro. I know you're not just coming to me with this shit here, bro. Like, was there a party like, let's pick it up a little bit, though?
I mean, it was times on there where I felt like he was losing it, and you would hear me like, man, just get through it. Come on, nigga, and it clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Because I don't want it to, because I know Twerk is he passionate about his work like we all is. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that he didn't care about the battle. Don't get me wrong. I definitely don't think he didn't care. I know Twerk is passionate about his craft, especially battling somebody like myself. He got utmost respect for me as I do him. You know what I'm saying? As I do him. So I felt like he had it prepared, but I also felt like at the same time, you know what I mean? Sometimes when you over-preparing or not on your time as you should be, and now it's time to rap, it gets hard. You know what I'm saying? He was probably under a lot of pressure that weekend, too, from whatever went on the day before with him and cuz. You know what I'm saying? And probably how the fans was tweeting and talking. That probably could have weighed on his mind a little bit. I don't think that fucked up your material because that happened on the day but before the battle, and that shit should already been locked in. But I know Twerk is a, late.
Man, listen, Geechee, I'm sorry, man.
So I'm not,
I'm
saying,
buying.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this.
I'm not
going to
listen. I'm not buying.
This.
All right, go ahead.
All I'm going to say is, in my defense, that none of that shit mattered, though. You know what I'm saying? Because if I, like I said earlier, had I fucked up or not been on 100, they'd have been killing me, so I can't, you know what I'm saying?
Course.
So I can't be like, you feel me? So I, exactly.
Geechee, I
would have
killed you on the show, Geechee. I would have killed you, my nigga. I would have killed you.
On,
and I fucked with you, and I would have killed you, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
My thing is this,
bro.
We've been talking Geechee and New Jersey Twerk for 2 years, bro. The culture. We've been talking Geechee, Twerk. Geechee, Twerk. Who holding it down for the new leaders of the new school? Is Geechee or Twerk? That's been the conversation. Is y'all two. To the point where people are like, bro, this got to happen 2020, bro. We can't, like, 2019 was a lot of talk between you and Twerk. And niggas were like, all right, bro, going into 2020, we got to see Geechee and Twerk. And we get that battle on paper alone. You see New Jersey Twerk and Geechee Gotti. As a fan, niggas will show, Geechee, I'm lit. Like, whoa, this is y'all doing it. You all out? Oh, we got Geechee and Twerk? Oh, I'm lit. Nigga, how much, nigga? That's what I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. And they said it's free.
When
like,
you
preparing.
Yeah, when you preparing, and the thing about you is this. How was your preparation? Because you always come prepared. You zone out. You, like, don't answer your phone. What's your preparation compared to a lot of niggas? It's different.
Listen, my prep, though. See, this is the crazy thing about my prep. Like, I be zoned in, but I also be zoned. Because you got to think, I battled before Twerk. I battled Sharon this year. I battled the 2-on-2. I battled, I did the Kid Clutch out here in Cali. And I still even did the gender reveal thing with RX. You know what I'm saying? Which that might not be a serious battle, but still, it was something that took time away from tech. You know what I'm saying? Like, go do something. You feel me? So at the end of the day, like, my prep time in this month, like I said, and I found out about the battle in February. So my prep time for this month wasn't as strong as it could have been, but at the same time, I feel like with this shit, you got to take your craft serious enough to where you got the mama mentality. So even when I'm in Atlanta and I'm out there and my folks out there in the tournament, we getting busy, going to clubs and all this, I know how to, it's hard to explain, but I know how to be amongst, it could be 1,000 motherfuckers around, nigga, shooting dice, nigga getting loaded, bitches around, hanging out, and my mind can still channel to be like, nigga, all right, I'm focused though. You know what I'm saying? I might walk around and go over my bars while a motherfucker talking to me about some shit. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that's my prep. Like, if I can prep through all this nonsense, ain't no way I can't be ready on that stage. And these niggas, what you would tell me? I prep later, man. I might not just talk about it as much, but nigga, I be coming up with my shit last minute and, you know, my rounds, nigga, the week of and shit like that, too. I got a battle this weekend.
Right.
I don't know a bar. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? But I guarantee you, Saturday, we get up there, we going to have this shit because it's your job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no way but to get up there and do what I got to do. And if I don't, then, nigga, I ain't going to be no excuse. Me. And I tried. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It just didn't work. You feel me? So until that happened, I ain't got any excuses. You know what I mean? But most definitely,
I
try my best to zone out when I can. Battle.
Yeah, you disappointed a little bit in the battle?
Really, man. Like, I'm going to say this. I know expectation of, like, me and Surf, you feel me? To where that's like everybody like, yo, this. I know right now nobody calling this the battle of the year. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And I think everybody expected it to be that battle and wanted it to be like, this is the battle of the year or the battle of whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because the push behind it. But when I say disappointed, as far as in that aspect, yeah, probably. But at the same time, nah, not really, because at the end of the day, the goal is to take the W. So like, if I got the W
right.
out the situation, and I gave my all three, you know what I'm saying, as I should, and I feel like he, you know what I'm saying, he did what he could do. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm straight with that. You know, and I'm pretty sure down the line, some other time, you know what I'm saying, like his next battle, he's gonna go crazier. And my next battle, I'm going to go crazier, and it's just going to keep going from there. So, for this, like, I ain't disappointed at all. Like, I'm ready for the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this just shows for the doubters, though, who is doubting me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, man, I do this shit at a high level, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there shouldn't even be no more questions about that no more, like, what I do.
Are you the face of URL?
That's a fact. I feel like I'm the face of battle rap.
Talk
you know what I'm saying? Like, You feel me? Like, I feel like I'm the face of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I bring this shit to the culture from all leagues, all sides, all everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, I feel like I could sell out anywhere, anywhere, nigga, small league, big league, nigga, my own league. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to bring people, if people want to tune in to what I'm doing, because, and I know it for a fact, because I've seen other dudes do small league battles and battles other places that get swept under the rug, nobody watching. You see me on one of these small leagues, niggas is tuned in no matter who I'm battling. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers want to see it. But definitely, like, if we can talk to just URL, I mean, I feel like at this moment in time, I mean, if we talking consistency, we talking classics, we talking balls, we talking views, we talking everything all around for this new era, I got to be. You know what I'm saying? I got to be. You know what I mean? Most definitely. But shout out Rock, though. You know what I mean? No disrespect to Rock. You know what I mean? Because he's been...
You're a rocket battle. You know what I mean? I saw you had a hit list, Geach. You had a hit list. Was it Ferb?
Yeah.
Cal? What's on there?
Was Clips and Good.
I don't
want to
see battle Clips, my nigga. At all.
You don't
want to
see me with Clips?
No. No, Geach. No.
You think Clips
don't
play around?
Comment, niggas. I want y'all to leave a comment on the bottom of this shit so Geach can read this shit when I drop this shit. Do y'all want to see Geach Hikari versus Charlie Clips? Continue, Geach. Continue.
Now, I say Clips because it is. Comment, people. Because a lot of people compare my run to when Clips had his run. You feel me?
Okay, gotcha.
So it was just
gotcha.
It was one of those things that were, and where that's where it came through. Like, I mean, I think you on a run like how when Clips had his, yours might be a little better, but. Like, I like to see y'all battle. You know what I'm saying? And then some people say, like, when he battled and he's engaged in the battle, it's a battle he's taking serious, then you get a good clip. So, like, you know, that's why I said that. But, like, out of those four names, Goods and Cal was, like, the top on my list. You know what I'm saying? And that's just being honest. Like, if everybody say they want to see me and Cal for the street talk, I feel like Cal
yes.
talk that shit just as I do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like so. Mm-hmm. I know that's one of those battles that, like, it ain't even about the metaphors and all that. Like, he's going to try to talk to me if I'm going to try to talk to him. You feel me? And we're going to get us one of those ones. You feel me? I think the same. And the people with the Goods battle, even my partner was out of town, was with me. Just like, man, I want to see you versus Goods because he felt like Goods is one of those dudes like me who don't get rattled on stage, who kind of just, like, nigga, his aura up there, like, he seemed like he don't give a fuck what you saying to him. He go straight to his shit. He want to see, like, what it would be like when I finally battle somebody that I probably can't even get under their skin. You know what I'm saying? When
right.
I can't really, like, rattle them or something. You feel me? Like, so, and I felt that, too, because I feel like Goods is somebody like that, you know? So those two at the top. But also Verb, you know, Verb, like, he on his own island up there, you know? So I'm going to have to bring him down the size one day. But, you know, definitely those are the four on the hit list, but. It's been people that said Hitman Holler. It's been people that said DNA. You know, it's been other names, too. But, yeah, those four right now were just the ones, you know what I mean, that kind of ran across my desk.
Because I saw when you had a poll up, right? And I clicked on one of the people that you had listed on there. So when I clicked on it, Calico was beating people out the frame. Like, they really want to see you and Cal heavy in them polls.
I think right now Cal and... Yeah, Cal is the leader right now. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, and I understand why, though. Because, like, you got to, like, that battle mean a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's like, to people that's really just in it for more than just the bars, and they in it for people that, like, bring that authentic
that
value
feel,
to the culture.
That feel.
You know what
authentic.
That
two
feel,
street
yeah.
niggas. One for Detroit, one for Compton. Yeah.
And
yeah.
they just talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They just up there talking to each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I get that. And that's a battle I want. Me and Cal talk about it. That's my dog, too, like outside this shit. That nigga hella solid. We got a record together. We need to have him shoot a video, too. Like, that's
oh,
crazy.
Shit.
But most definitely, yeah, most definitely, man. I want motherfuckers to keep pushing for that battle because I'm trying to get Cal to accept it, man. And he with it, too. Don't get it wrong, but I think it's just all about timing and things like
summer
that,
madness.
Too. You feel me? So,
summer madness.
Yeah, you know.
Come on,
yeah,
Smack B.
You know
summer
what I mean?
Madness.
Come on. Come on, man. Anybody gonna get killed, Smack? You know what I'm saying? I'm with that. I'm with that one all the way, you know what I'm saying?
How does it feel to get respect from all the older heads, though? All the older battlers. They seem to get a different kind of respect than a lot of people.
Yeah.
Everybody want to battle you, shit. Verb,
yeah,
good.
No,
I think
definitely.
Good's
put
it
out. Good.
Yeah, Geach, I think it's time,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, it feels good. And I think that goes with me giving them good showings every time, you know, because I'm coming from the West for one. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. I'm coming from the West for one. So it's a lot harder of a road. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what, I had to fight to get my respect. I had to gain the respect of these crowds, gain the respect of these battlers, gain the respect of these leagues, you know what I'm saying, and all that. So for me to finally start getting that, and these vets and these top tiers and these god tiers and these people that have been around, you know what I mean, from the beginning of the battle rap era, to be like, yo, I want to battle you, or nah, I've been seeing you, you the future, you the nigga running this shit and all that, you know what I mean, and all that, that means something, you know, that's what I'm doing it for. I think that just come with me, like I say, staying consistent, staying, being on top of my A game every time they see me. And it's different when you lie and you don't get it, but I gained a lot of these dudes respect when they done been in the building and seen me rap, you know what I'm saying, like, yo,
right,
this nigga got it, you know what I mean, like, sometimes it look different in person, but when you meet me, and you meet me, like, you'll see the shit that I'm, like, without even knowing me for real, if you don't even know me for real, if I could be making up gangster stories, making up my background, all that, once you meet me and you shake my hand, you could tell whatever I'm saying, I'm not here to be playing with it, you know what I'm saying, like, you just know when you meet a motherfucker, it's different in the flesh, like, okay, nigga might not, I don't know what his background is for real, but this is a solid motherfucker whose hand I just shook, you know what I mean? I feel like I get that aura off top anyway, you know what I'm saying, just for being who I am. And I get that from certain dudes, too, and I give them their respect. So it's likewise, those who respect me, I respect them, and we just keep it going, man. Like, so somebody like Goods, when he make that tweet, it's nothing but respect. I ain't got to tweet back talking shit, because I'm like, you know what, that's crazy. My partner did just say he wants to see us battle. Let's get it.
I saw that tweet.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't got to do the fake
WWE shit, nigga. We can just get it in. If you feel like it's time, let's go. You know, smack number, hit him. You know what I'm saying? See what he's talking about. Let's go to it. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm here. I ain't ducking no smoke.
Do you like face-offs?
I don't. I hate them.
I'm thinking that,
man.
You don't look like you like that shit too much.
Nah, I hate them.
That's
you
the
know,
fake WWE
like,
shit you talking about? That's the WWE
shit
you talking about?
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's it right there. And I ain't mad at that you got to sell the fight, don't get me wrong, because being twerk tried to do that as much as we could for this battle. You know what I'm saying? On that caffeine face-off we did. You know what I'm saying? We didn't, right? You know what I mean? We tried that.
No,
you know what I'm saying? But it's like...
Y'all, Makichi, see y'all credit, though? See y'all credit? Y'all don't have to, though, because Geechee got in twerk.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I be feeling when it comes to the face-off. I'm like, certain these matchups is already sold. You know what I'm saying? Now, I get it when you when it's two dudes who... not really all the way ticket sellers, or it's not a battle that you too much, engaged in, and they get to talking crazy. Now you do kind of want to see it. You feel me?
You and Surf.
But if you told me,
you and Surf had a good face off though.
Exactly.
I did like you and Surf face off though. I ain't gonna lie though.
Yeah, me and face off. Me and Surf had a good one. But that's like saying if motherfucking you tell me right now, Tyson finna fight Wilder. I don't need no face off. They don't gotta do that. I just want to see it. You know what I mean? As soon as I just want you to nigga, they can walk to the stage and it's on. I'm gonna still tune in. They don't gotta say nothing. You know what I'm saying? But if you tell me, motherfucking Tyson, not Tyson, but like a nigga that like what's the other dude name that just Ruiz and one of them dudes battling Joshua or something. I might need to hear them talk some shit a little bit to get me all of. You know what I'm saying? To get me engaged a little bit. But you
that's
know what I mean? Like them ticket sellers, them big dudes who you know names is really ringing. Like I don't need it, but. For the most part, y'all really fuck with the face-offs, man. I try to do it, but I can't turn on that fake energy. Like, we just got through drinking, chopping it up outside, and we got to sit at the table and be like, yeah, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because I might really get mad after a while, like, damn, this nigga talking to? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So I be trying to keep it cons, and I'm like, I don't want to get mad, and this nigga playing, and it's like, all right, let's just not do too much and just keep it fun and get up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Do you like battling last? You like being the main event and battling last?
I don't. Man, ask anybody. I asked for us to go third this event. I kept telling them let us go third or fourth. No later than fourth. I'm like, it's six, damn it, seven battles on this card. It needs to be two battles after me at least, bro. Like, I'm like, we got to get it early while the crowd is hella engaged. Not only the crowd, because I'm looking at it like, nigga, y'all got liquor at these events. Y'all got people standing up for hours, people cheering for hours. If people get tired. We human. We ain't no fucking robots. You know what I'm saying, niggas?
Right.
So niggas ain't like we had a goddamn gym having these battles where niggas is drinking energy drinks and water and shit. Like nigga, we in club venues where it's liquor and shit going on where you standing up, there's nowhere to sit. Like motherfuckers are tired and like nigga, even the battlers we getting exhausted. You know what I'm saying? We in the back laying down, sleep before our battles, trying to be ready and be fully rested. As soon as you lay down, now they want to tap your leg and be like, you ready to go on? I'm like, nigga, goddamn. I tried to go on an hour ago. Now I done laid down and sat and got comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Here you come, ready for me to jump on stage, and you're expecting to get some energy. But at the same time, we're getting paid to do that, so it's no excuses. Like, but I'm just saying, I feel like sometimes the fans need the main event to go a little earlier. I think I get the league trying to hold on to it because you want to keep people in the building because you want them to stay for the battle that they paid to see. You feel like if you put the big battle on early, people might start leaving. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't agree with that. I think the fans, if they're there for a show, they're there for a show. You know what I'm saying? They're going to stick for the whole show. Yep. But in their defense, for them to get the best out of that show, you need to get them what they paid for the most a little bit earlier in that. And I don't think they'd be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. So, nice. Yeah, I would love to go a lot earlier, man. So, all leagues, take that in consideration, man. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get to see Twerk's interview on 15 Minutes of Fame?
Man, I seen a little bit of it, man. I didn't get to see the whole thing, man.
Listen, man.
Shit.
Listen, man. Twerk, man. Twerk, do not try to tell us. First of all, he said it's preposterous that the culture gave him a 30. He don't like the fact that we gave him a 30. He think that's really effed up on the culture's eye to give him a 30, right? Then he said that being the fact that he told us your government name, like he made it sound like because he revealed your government name, Gucci, that was a fucking round. Twerk, what the hell are you talking about, bro? Come on, my nigga. We don't care about Gucci. I love you, bro. I don't care about your government name, bro. I don't care about your government name.
I didn't think that shit was big like that because besides the government name, he got everything else wrong. He said I was 35 years old. Like, I'm 31 for one. And then he said I lived in Hawthorne. And I ain't never lived there a day in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? So that was, like, all the way wrong besides my government name. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that was just one of those things where he probably went. And that's another thing. I'm going to get into that, too, because it's like, I would love. It's just like I don't get that part either because it's like I understand what he's saying. Like, nigga, I've been battling and motherfuckers ain't knew my real name, but I don't think like he took it into consideration. People in the real world know my real name. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Like, so you went to school with me, you know who the fuck I was. If you been in jail with me, you know my real name. Like, so that wasn't like nothing crazy. Like, it ain't like my name was motherfucking Osama bin Laden or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my god. Gucci Daddy this whole time was someone been lying, like niggas know his real name. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you feel me? Like, nigga know his real name, and nigga know Surf real name, nigga know Cal real name, nigga know motherfucking all these niggas real names, nigga Chug, DNA, you know me. Niggas know their real names. So I don't think that was big like that. I just think he probably, you know, just I thought that he was being funny when he said that, you know what I'm saying? Because he got the other information wrong or whatnot. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I think it's just one of them things like in the culture where, you know, we took it kind of as far as this battle.
No one cares, Gucci. Nobody
cares about that, bro. I know, but I'm going to say that. I think, like I said earlier, no, not my name, Paul. Right. I mean, we passed that. I'm saying I think he took his craft serious like that. You know what I'm saying? And so when you get online and you hit 30s as an MC, that is something because it was people that used to tell me, Sir 30 me with the gentleman 30. And I used to be upset. Now, I wouldn't go online and be saying it for, you know, all that, because at the end of the day, I know for sure, like, once you watch it again, ain't no way you got to, you know what I mean? But it was people, he first got on there and was giving, and had people believing it, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, you feel me? So, and when you take your craft serious, I can see where you kind of be like, oh, man, fuck that, you know what I'm saying? Because the 30 sounds bad than what it is, but now that surf had the culture saying gentleman's 30, it's kind of hard for you not to, you feel me? Like, it's hard now. He got everybody saying gentleman's 30, and it's not a body, but you lost clearly every round and edged every round lost. So he introduced that, man. You know what I mean? Can't get mad. You got to get mad at the wave on that one. You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of where that one was, where he said the preposterous and all that. He probably just looked at it like he felt like he did good in some of those rounds where he felt like he could have got a round by the culture.
He said people were saying that it was 1-1 going into the third in the building.
In the building, look, it was people saying 1-1, right? It was a few 1-1s, but it was also people saying 2-0s. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So even that's why I did the interview, Uncle Rom. I said it. I admit it. Like, you know, it was some people saying 1-1 going into the third. It was. But it wasn't. But we ain't going to act like it wasn't people in there that was going 2-0 my way. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the culture is some going to say 3-0 and some going to say 2-1. I've seen some people say, I think champion Jay Black, Anwar, and all those dudes said they had him winning the first round. You know what I'm saying? So that's some people
in the culture. Anwar, Don't worry, yeah, I got your back. And what's coming on the show? And we'll be on the show in a couple of days. We're gonna chop it up. Trust me. You're gonna chop it up.
We gotta get at Anwar. See, I ain't mad at Mark, because Mark said he edged them the first. He couldn't believe that they had them clear in the first. You know what I'm saying? Salute Mark. You know what I'm saying? I think even Dree said he gave them the edge. You know what I'm saying? And I respect Jay Black critique to the utmost. So
that's
if he had winning the first, then that's a salute to him. But there was other cats who had me winning the first, and Jay Black, the type who said he needed to watch it again. I was just in the building recap. But yeah, my guy Anwar, man, and that's my guy, man. But, like, when I'm watching his recap and he, like, oh, Geechee started off his third slowing, I was like, yes, yes.
What?
See, I'm looking at that like, and I'm looking at that like, you're supposed to be an unbiased, you know what I mean, media outlet. What are you saying? Yes, if you thought I was, for one, I didn't start my third off slow. I was out the gate with the third. You know what I'm saying? Jay Black asked me how I felt about this battle. I'm good. I felt like I'm good at this deja vu. Ben faced the ugly shit in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Then I got straight to it. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was straight to the third, boy at the board, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and after that, so, like, to me, you made that little narrative up, but the fact that got me tight was like, what you mean you was, like, ooh, leaving the door open? So it's like, as a ump, like, you already being biased on your critique because you hoping that I'm not coming 100% in my third. You know what I'm saying? Instead of having that unbiased fan perspective or unbiased media perspective to be like, nigga, I'm just made the best man win this third. I don't want to see Geechee ever a fucked up third or a light third, so twerk third can be better. Like, I want them both to have great thirds, and whoever win.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's
so that's
point,
why I think niggas got to get on their shit. Like, as far as being in the media, you got to be 100% unbiased. Even if you said I won, don't get me twisted, he said I won or whatever, but you had a lot of asterisks by the win. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got to watch again. People were sleeping on these bars. Like, you ain't saying the bars niggas slept on for me, though. You know what I'm saying? You ain't putting accountability of the shit that I did to make niggas sleep on those bars. You know what I'm saying? Then when you say the shit about Chess, with John John, you saying how John John killed Chess, but you're not saying the same shit like, oh, niggas slept on Chess bars. So why is it okay for a motherfucker to say you slept on this nigga bars, but when Chess bars is rapping, he not getting slept on because he only choked in the second. So if you say John John won that second clear, how you say I won the second clear, why you not even making an argument that Chess could have won those other rounds, but his material got slept on? You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. When you're trying to be unbiased, you got to keep that same energy all around the board or you're going to look crazy. You know what I'm saying?
And Geechee, I want to piggyback what you're saying because I totally agree with you because Twerk making it sound like people are against him. And I'm like, Twerk, you acting like the culture want to see you do bad, bro. You don't think we want to talk about Geechee Gotti and Twerk for the next couple of days, bro? Like, we're battle rap fans. Niggas, that's what Geechee, niggas don't want to see niggas do bad. I don't want to talk bad about Twerk at all.
Know.
I don't want to say Twerk didn't do bad. Twerk didn't do good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I want to watch the battle.
No,
I'm at the crib. Yeah. Everyone on Twitter is like, bro, what's up with Twerk? I'm not the only one saying this, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Geechee won this clearly. Like, clearly, we're not playing that.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving no nigga no sympathy round because he's my man's or none of that. Geechee, if I thought you lost the battle, bro, I would tell you, Geechee, I think you lost the battle, bro. That's not the case.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to get up here. When motherfuckers felt like I lost, you ain't never heard me. Like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna argue my side a little bit, but at the same time, it ain't that deep to me. I'm on to the next one. Like I say, that's my dog.
Right.
Like, so like you say, you won't hear me bashing or nothing like that. But like, art going online, just throwing it out there. But like I say, man, I know what I did for all three rounds, and I ain't gonna let you discredit me though. You know what I'm saying? So even if you want to not bash him, if you a media outlet, yeah, cool, don't bash him, but don't get up there and sit there and act like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Geech was. You know, he was just being Geech, you know, like, nah, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, Geech do what he do every time, like, nigga, above and beyond. You know what I'm saying? Like, put the respect on mine, even if you don't want to put the disrespect on his. Don't sit there and act as if I was out there being regular or a nigga only one because another nigga wasn't on his shit. Like, nigga, I'm on my shit every time. So that's going to always be what it is when you get in the ring with me. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I was saying with that, like. I don't get when motherfuckers try to, like, you know what I mean, discredit what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me my respect, you know what I mean? Every time, you know what I mean? And salute to, like I said, it ain't no diss to Anwar because you your own opinion. But, like, that right there, I wasn't feeling, though, the whole, oh, man, he was opening the door. Like, you got to be unbiased. I don't want you being up there hoping that I fuck up so the next nigga can win. You know what I'm saying? Even if he was joking or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, he done said, you know what I mean? Me and him outside, he a cool nigga. I met him in real life, he a cool dude. But, like, right there, I'm saying for the fans, when they watching those blogs and shit, that's the type of shit they take back from that. And that's the type of shit nigga look at, like, oh, damn. Right. Hoping a nigga, you know what I mean, wasn't clean through the third, so it could be, you know what I mean? Like, nah, you can't have that type of shit. That's like watching a goddamn boxing match and the niggas on the sideline. It's like, man, I hope right now this nigga Fury, you know what I'm saying, get knocked out by Wilder. They got to keep it clean. Whoever win, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if they want Wilder to win, they got to keep it clean. If they want Fury to win, they got to keep it clean until it's over. You know
Max,
what I'm
Geechee, listen, you're one of my favorite battles to watch. But if I thought you lost the battle, bro, right. I think you lost the battle. But you still I still rock with you, okay. Heavy, though. But if I thought you lost that battle, Geechee, I don't know that battle right there,
I seen you better. You could have won, but you didn't to me.
Yeah.
It was me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You told me battles you felt like I've lost, and other people have too. You know what I mean? So I respect
but
it all the way around.
The thing about you losing a battle, if people think you lost a battle, you never come whack, though. I think that's one thing
never.
We have to put next to your name. Even if you feel Geechee didn't win a battle, that man always shows up, bruh.
Exactly. I'm not up there. You see, like, if you feel like I lost, you gotta damn near convince yourself, cause I'm still giving. You feel me? Like, I'm giving you. You're gonna go back and watch it. Like, damn, that nigga did say this.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? He did say that.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna lie, he was wilding. Like, you feel me? Like, so that's how I try to come, and I think that goes with the word consistency. I'm bringing y'all a 10 every time. No matter if I battle this weekend, next weekend, you're gonna still see a 10. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna still get some haymakers. You're gonna still get some crazy rebuttals. You're gonna still get an angle. You're gonna still get something like, you're gonna still get that real talk. You're gonna still get me being me. So I salute those who recognize that, though. You feel me? And that's what I'm doing it for. For those who recognize that and see that I'm bringing it like that, salute every time, my nigga, for real. Yo. Yeah, I think the shit fucked up, dude. Yeah, here we go. We back at it.
Listen, when you in Calico, you next battle, you think you a verb going to happen, though, before the year's over? You a verb? Can you see that?
I can see it happening. It's up to Verb, though. I know Verb, one of those dudes who pick his battle strategically and shit like that, but I definitely can see that. I like to battle Verb in like a volume setting, though. I want people to be able to hear us rap. You know what I'm saying? I want people to be able to hear us rap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I want, you know what I mean? You feel me? So hopefully either of those battles can happen, and I want goods on the big stage, you know what I'm saying?
I don't mean to toot your horn again, beat, but I got to give you props again. I think another thing we got to give you props on, that you're able to battle on a small room and still battle on the big stage and still be successful on both stages.
Yeah, both stages,
you know what I mean?
Like, and I think that's some shit that, like I say, man, I'm just doing it for those who recognizing it. They seeing it. Like, it take a lot of people to realize it at a certain time, because it's like, all right, first it was he ain't battle outside of Cali. Then next thing you know, I'm killing shit. Then it was, all right, he ain't ready for the tougher competition. Then I'm killing shit. Then it's like, all right, man, he ain't ready for the big stage. And I'm killing shit. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, all right, TNA, we put him in that small room. He probably ain't niggas, and he ain't really rapping that good. Then I'm killing. It's like, bro, you got to realize I rap. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, so take away all the street shit, take away all the other shit. He would just use the believability, which is one thing. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I'm still dropping bars on niggas. Man, I can drop 30 even if I slack with Jason Tom Shepard. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? I can drop 30 even if I'm slacking on you. And you can consider that being how it was, because the people saying I caught a 30 and that wasn't even the best meet they seen. You get what I'm saying? Like, come on. So it's like, these are bars that I'm dropping. Like, and that's in my first round. That's what I'm saying. That's like bar to round. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, come on, man. Let me live alone. It's gonna be a lot clearer. You know what I'm saying? Let you living this long was my mistake. Y'all ain't even catch that. My mistake. That's it. That means it's my era.
That was fire.
You know,
that,
like,
was
nigga,
crazy.
And they didn't even, and the fans caught that late. You feel what I'm saying? They didn't go crazy for that. Mm-hmm. They was like, ooh, damn. You know what I'm saying? So there was a lot of shit in my first that was going overhead. You feel me? So, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know I mean, that's why I say, man, like, the fans and the culture and the supporters, they fuck with a nigga, you know what I'm saying? And for those who be hating, that's just natural hate, though. Like, if you gonna hate, but don't act like a nigga don't be up there saying, man, because I'm up there saying crazy shit all three rounds. Nigga, I ain't just up there talking about dead homies and niggas in jail for three rounds. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my old head want me to ask you this question. My old head from Cali, right? My old man from Cali wanted me to ask you this question. He said, when Geechee was talking to Twerk about that Pyru stuff and being Cali stuff, he said the look in your eyes when you saying that, he said you look pissed off when you talking to him about that.
Yeah, because, you know, I talked to
him. Is there the truth behind that, or was it the truth behind that? Because they can say you look tight.
Yeah, no, the truth about now. Now, don't get me wrong, as far as like speaking in gangster, he's a Pyro member. You know what I'm saying? So he's from Pyro. That's his hood. I'm not taking away none of that from him, or none of that where he's from, and how he's banging, how he put it on his shit. But my angle for that round is, you know what I'm saying? The gang that he's from is from the city that I'm from. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's originating from the city that I'm from, and I don't need a gang, but that actual street. Like, see, a lot of people that don't know the culture think that Pyru is just a word, like how Crip is a word. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a street called Pyru in Compton. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's it. Right down the street from my hood, I pass by. Anytime I'm in the city and I'm driving, I can pass down Pyru Street any day of the week. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So, like, so that was my angle on that. Like, nigga, if motherfuckers like, nigga, that's an actual street where motherfuckers is at. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, it's not just a word. Like, that a motherfucker got to represent that all the way. Like, you can't really talk to me too much about that. You can tell them other battle rappers about the game and all this shit, but you can't really speak on that with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I got homies that's from that actual block. You know what I'm saying? Like, not only just they Pyru, but I know niggas that's from that actual block right there that lived on that block. You know what I'm saying? And all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, like that's what it is. You feel me? So, and that's what my angle was. Not taking away from him being from that hood or they having that same exact hood in New Jersey. And all that, and none of that, I'm not taking that away from that man at all. You know what I'm saying? What he doing in his street time is his street time. But as far as being able to think you're going to talk to me about it, when I know about it firsthand experience, that's where I'm letting you know. So that just kills that before you even get to telling me about that. You know what I'm saying? That was my whole aim. Before you get to doing that with me, this is it. You feel me? But most definitely wasn't taking away from him being from there and nothing like that.
All right. Geechee, man, I appreciate you as always, brother, man. You've always been good to me, brother, as always, man.
No, always, man, always, man. Salute, man, to you. 100, man, you know what I mean? Salute to you, PSA Hip Hop, 3-letter, man, you know what I mean? Always showing love, man. Salute Twerk, salute URL, salute Genesis, salute Caffeine, salute who else, man, was a part of that event, man? Drake, you feel me? Salute everybody that was a part of that Genesis event. February 29th, it was crazy. Salute everybody that was in the building from the fans. Salute the Atlanta crowd, you know what I mean? Everybody that showed up and showed out for that. It was dope, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all, man. Salute my nigga Run Mitty. You know, it's every fucking boy. I got a big one. He went crazy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's my dog. And just, you know, we here, man. We just here. We working, man. Y'all stay tuned. I got to plug this, though. March 21st, Los Angeles, California. My league, The Riot, you know what I'm saying, with my partner Kevin Parks, we putting together an event March 21st. We got some good names on this card, man. I want y'all to support it. We got pay-per-view and video on demand real soon. If I could come back on the show before the 21st and talk about it, I'd love
to. Yes, you can.
Really just talk about
just
that.
Of course you can. Come on, Gates.
I already know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that for the people listening when they hear this interview that I'll be back to kind of elaborate more on that. This show is more, you know what I mean, geared towards the last battle. But I want to come back and talk about that event. I'm battling Snake Eyes. Emerson Kennedy is battling Disaster. Those have been announced. And we got some more announcements coming, so I don't want to, like, spoil them until I come back. But those two battles have been announced. Emerson Kennedy versus Disaster. Geechee Gotti versus Snake Eyes, March 21st.
Last question before you go. I know you're putting off for your city. How important is it for you to get a league in Cali? Where you're back in it though. You're the brains behind it though.
Yeah.
Is that very important for you?
I think that's very important, man, because I think as far as like the California scene or the West Coast scene in general, I feel like we have a scene, but we don't have a clear, like, as far as in the culture, nobody knows like, oh, this is where the battles need to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, when you go to the West Coast, you gotta hit this league. Like, when you go to New York, you know about We Go Hard. You know what I'm saying? You know about Coliseum and the Trap. You feel me? Like, you wanna hit those, you go to the South, you wanna hit Bullpen, things like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think everybody got their staple. I think the West, we kind of trying to find that. So we got leagues like West Coast leagues and Shots Fired and things like that. So that's why I'm trying to put my face in the stamp with The Riot, so we can also have that league that, you know, like, for sure. Let me come over there and holler at Geechee and them. You know what I'm saying? When I come out there, you know what I mean? Let me get a plate over there, you know? So that's what we doing, man. Y'all subscribe to The Riot Rap Battles on YouTube, man. Definitely, if y'all can subscribe.
Okay.
Definitely, man. I appreciate you,
man.
Like I say, man, it's love. Always, man.
Always, my nigga.
Man. Mafia, man.
Know the vibes, man. Shout out to my man, Geechee Gotti, man. Y'all know the vibes, man. PSA Hip Hop, man.